Hey, it's Fleet, Vaughn and Megan. Thanks.
Insert name here.
For downloading the podcast brought to you by MyRepublic.
Brought to you by MyRepublic, but what if I downloaded this using another provider?
Well, don't worry. They won't hold it against you. How's that for knowing no limits?
ZM's Fleet, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to the show today, live from Shortland Street Hospital.
Reception.
We are today broadcasting the show from Shortland Street Reception.
I would have started the show by saying, kia ora Shortland Street.
Kia ora Shortland Street.
As Marjorie Brash did 25 years ago today.
That's right. So tonight on TV2, TVNZ2, the 25th anniversary episode. And it's going to be epic. It's going to be pretty special. It's movie length.
We're going to see some familiar faces from the past of Shortland Street, including a man that we're going to be talking to this morning on the show, Martin Henderson.
Who is now like McMuffin or McKiwi McDreamy on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, well, he's on Grey's Anatomy. He's a Mick something.
And
but he used to be Stuart Nielsen.
It started here for him. Because how long ago was he on the street? It was a long time ago.
Was he an original?
Start and he left in like late 90s.
We've been here for an hour and Vaughn and I were just sitting over there before, Megan, when you were looking for your nurse's outfit. And someone walked past, a bit of a blast from the past, and we were just like, Waverly!
Oh my God!
Waverly, Claire Chittum walked past.
She's come in from, she's been in LA, she's just flown in. She's on the show today. We have a whole range of guests and characters, past and present, from Shortland Street joining us on the show this morning.
And you can check out our social as well, because on social media, we are broadcasting literally from the reception desk of the Shortland Street.
Hey, does Shortland Street have Wi-Fi?
It does. I know the password and it's real easy.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. It's like a cafe password. You just put the cafe name and then some numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that.
Okay, good.
Right.
Pretty much.
And you're a plastic surgeon this morning?
I'm dressed as a cosmetic surgeon. Yeah.
I'm a nurse.
Megan, you're doing God's work. You're a nurse.
By the way, you look great in burgundy crepe.
Thank you. Thanks.
And today, I'm an Ambo. I'm a first responder. It says on this shirt that's two sizes too small that I'm wearing underneath my big.
Yeah, you've really sexualized that uniform, Vaughn.
I look like a stripper. That's what somebody said before.
A stripping paramedic.
Yeah,
it's
hot.
Great.
Thank you.
So join us on the show, our Facebook page, FBMZN. We're going to live stream a lot of our interviews this morning so you can see us behind the scenes here at the street. Secret Sound, though, we're still running that while we're here live from the street. And it's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock this morning. We're at $35,000.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
All right, you lot, listen up. It's story time.
Story time today from Shortland Street. I've really missed a trick here. I should have done three medical headlines.
Oh, medical misadventure or something.
Well, I mean, we have these ideas now at the time. It's too late now. I've already prepared story time. Three news headlines. Vaughn and Megan, you have to pick one.
Okay.
Headline one. Truck plows into anal tech. Truck plows into anal tech.
What's an anal tech?
One
anal
word.
Tech spout
anal tech.
A-N-A-L.
I'll show you the headline, Megan.
Pluck trousers in. Pluck.
Okay.
Right through. Went right through. Anal tech. Headline two.
I see what you're getting at, but it would have been better if it was anus tech, wouldn't it?
Sure. Headline two. Stop the pigeon. Headline three. Cheating website back up behind your back. Those are the headlines.
Cheating website up. Is that the Ashley Madison?
It is, yes.
Because that got hacked, eh?
It did.
I've never heard of anybody getting busted by that Ashley Madison
hack. Well, all of a sudden they've come up and they've said,
we're back.
If you want this story, you'll have to choose it.
If you want to cheat on your partner, we're back.
We're back.
Anyone who had anything to do with that just kept very quiet.
Yeah.
Wasn't Stop the Pigeon a cartoon?
Yeah, it was a legendary cartoon. Yeah. Even when I was a kid, it was an old cartoon, though.
Yeah.
It was about Dick Dastardly, the guy from Wacky Races, and his ragtag bunch of mechanics who made flying machines.
Yeah.
It was about World War II, right?
I think so,
idea.
And there was the dog, and it went,
is that Muttley?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Are we going that one? Are we Stop the Pigeon?
Yep.
All right, we go to Kuwait this morning for story time.
That is not where Stop the Pigeon was set.
It is not, no. And, you know, homing pigeons, I looked on Wikipedia, they've been around for, like, the earliest they can recount them, 3,000 years ago.
Well, they were the earliest form of, like, messenger,
yeah,
right? Like, they could fly between villages and stuff and deliver messages.
Courier post back in the day.
Courier post.
Used in, like, in World
Wars. That's not bad. What time are we at?
pretty good.
It's a pigeon pun at 10 past 6.
That's really good. Do you know they can fly 80 to 180 k's? The racing pigeons have been clocked at 180 k's.
An hour.
Or that's an hour. Courier post.
An hour.
Much faster than Courier post. They don't have to stop at red lights either.
They're still used today, and Kuwaiti police have intercepted a carrier pigeon with a tiny little grey bag on its back, which looks to have been sewn or glued onto its back with 180 pills inside it. Now, they haven't tested the pills, but they were on their way, the pigeon, to a prison. So these prisoners must have either got hold of a pigeon or know someone that's sending the pigeon to them.
They're sending eckies to people in prison.
Yeah.
What a place to take ecstasy.
I mean, unless you've got some DJ decks.
Yeah.
Or a
and some soft cushions that are lovely, like nice soft throw to lie on.
It's genius, though, because then it makes your prison cell seem very nice.
Yeah, yeah. Or harsh. The touching and everything could be.
Yeah, right.
That's okay.
Yeah, but brilliant, isn't it?
A pigeon.
Yeah.
Very old school.
Mm. They don't have any way to stop that, though, do they?
Because weren't they at the motorway next to the one in Auckland at Mount Eden?
They were slingshotting.
They drive past and they just lob stuff into the yard.
Yeah, off the motorway overbridge.
Quite often. Yeah.
Down into the exercise yard. Or slingshot it from a moving vehicle. I remember they said there was footage of that.
You wouldn't want to mess that up. I don't think criminals are great at physics, are they?
No. But now everybody's just going to be looking for pigeons wearing backpacks.
Yeah.
You know, poor pigeons. They'll probably get stuck getting shot out of the sky in Kuwait. They've done nothing wrong, apart from be fantastic little mini couriers.
Yeah.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
We're live today from Shortland Street. And you know what? We're driving here to the set of Shortland Street. A lot of fog in the Auckland area on the Auckland roads. We do not need you crashing coming in here into our emergency room because we're very busy this morning.
Why are you yelling?
I don't know.
And if you see me and my ambulance coming up behind with the lights going on, please just pull over as best you can. I'll do the rest.
They're not letting you drive it.
I mean, this is completely lost on radio. No one knows that we're dressed up as cast members of Shortland Street.
No, you're true.
Like Ambos, theatre nurses.
Has rubber gloves on now.
Oh, I'm at reception. I don't want to have to deal with sick people.
That's what the Purell's for. Rubber gloves just make you look like a bit of a freak. Yesterday in New Zealand, here in Aotearoa, the government voted internally to make blasphemy still illegal.
God damn it.
I know, Jesus. I had no idea. I had no idea that this was even still a law in New Zealand until very recently.
Well, it was brought up because Stephen Fry got into trouble in the UK.
In Ireland. It's still illegal.
And so that made everybody here say, well, hang on a sec, it's actually illegal here.
So they said, oh, we should deal with this. So they put it to the sitting government, and the National Party and the Māori Party voted to keep the blasphemy law in New Zealand.
So does that mean you can't say, oh, my God?
I think that's okay. That's probably on the lighter end of things. Right.
Yeah, that's the light. I'd like to know the actual, like,
but
words.
But there is a list somewhere of all the words that people find quite offensive in order. And I don't remember any blasphemy being up on that list. You know, because you've got your real serious words like your C.
Yeah.
You know, those words
your
are right
C's,
up
your
there.
F's, your MF's, your N's.
Yeah, right up there, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
But
a couple of B's on the top.
Yeah, but I don't
10,
think.
20.
Yeah, I mean, it is a bit outdated, isn't it?
I think it's very outdated, and it's specific to, like, one religion, and we are, like, if anything, in this country, isn't the most popular religion no religion now?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. Mm. So maybe it is time we got rid of these goddamn rules, am I right? Jesus Christ.
It's been nice working with you. We'll see you in prison. Tomorrow's show,
imagine being
live
in
from prison.
What are you in for? Oh, I said Jesus. What about you? I brutally murdered my family. Right, I got on par then. We're both pretty badass.
Yeah. Do you know what, though? They've said that when they do, they're going to look at the criminal laws and like later in the year or next year, and they're going to lump it in with that. They just don't want to
be... Well, they're going to lump blasphemy in with murdering your family.
Well, no, just a whole lot of new laws.
Oh, right.
But they're basically code word. We don't want to make a fuss before the election. We don't want to upset the oldies. We don't want to upset
because
the religios.
It's the oldies and the churchgoers that they can, you know, really mobilise on voting day.
Exactly.
And the ones.
Exactly.
So, they're the ones you don't want to upset in an election year because they'll go out and vote.
So I think once that's done, they'll probably get rid of it, though. You'd hope so.
It's out of date, isn't it? And it's only one religion, and there's heaps of religions, I mean.
Yeah.
Come on.
So you want to be able to offend them all?
Oh, you can say, oh, my Buddha, and there's no repercussions whatsoever.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Justin Bieber, Despacito. Well, it's that song.
He's jumped. So that's the remix, and he's on that song now, which you could argue that's why it's gone massive worldwide, because Justin Bieber's on it, and everyone's like, wow, he's so good at Spanish. Well, he went out in the club. I don't know if it was karaoke or whether he just decided to get up and steal the microphone, but he absolutely ruined it. Listen to this.
Now,
burrito, I believe he said.
He said burrito, yeah.
That is what I would do if I was drunk and asked to sing that song.
Yeah, but you're not actually on the remix of it.
I know.
So.
I mean, as a child that grew up in rural New Zealand with white parents.
Yeah.
the trick to mumbling your way through the anthem, for example, if you don't know the words, is just to like not. You just kind of move your mouth. You don't kind of yell it even louder into the microphone.
Yeah. Are people going to find that offensive?
I think it's offensive.
If you ask, are people going to find that offensive? Someone will find it offensive.
Yeah, maybe. All right, top six is coming up. We're broadcasting the show today live from Shortland Street. We're actually broadcasting from reception, which has had a zhuzh in the last few eps.
It's got
you've
new,
noticed.
Like wood panelling.
It's very ooh-la-la. Yeah.
This is just a veneer, Megan.
Oh, is it?
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
It's the top six.
Today's top six are the top six legendary characters of Shortland Street that I personally would like to see a return on. Now, this is a subjective list, obviously, because it's my favourites.
Okay.
Right.
I might have to remind you guys of a couple of these that have really stuck in my mind.
Okay.
Number six on the list, Minnie Crozier. Remember Minnie played by... Yeah, I know.
I loved Minnie.
I think she was a rebellious teenager at the same time that I was a rebellious teenager. So I really, you know, I was drawn to
her. Didn't she go out with Nick? No.
Everybody went out with Nick at some stage,
no,
I think.
No, I don't know. I don't know if she went out with Nick.
Okay.
She might have been a bit younger than Nick.
Oh, okay.
She was always up to no good. She had a friend called Lulu as well.
Right.
Who was a real rebel, as I recall. She was the kid that the parents watching Shortland Street were like, well, at least my teenager's not like that. But behind closed doors, their teenager was like that.
I defy anyone to beat Vaughn in a Shortland Street quiz, because you know your historic Shorty Street.
We were talking
crazy.
When we caught up with Martin Henderson, you knew quite a few things more than him.
You were 90s Shortland Street is my specialty.
It's your jam.
It's my early.
Because you're a kid, you're at home.
I know.
Glued to the TV.
We just watched it every night. Number five on the list is Kirsty Knight. Do you guys remember Kirsty?
I do.
She was married to Lionel,
who went mysteriously missing off the rocks.
Yeah, I've just taken a photo on the wall there. Angela Dotchin played Kirsty.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know what she looks like now, but that's very 1990s, the shot there. She was one of the Shortland Street babes of the 1990s.
Yeah, are you just picking the blonde babes?
No, because next on the list is Carl Burnett's character, Nick Harrison.
You can't go past Nick.
Is he going to make a return tonight on the special on the 25th?
I don't know, but I...
Well, look, I don't... I mean, Waverly walked past. Waverly's here.
She's just over there. I'm just saying. Do you know, it's weird. She hasn't been on the show for so long, we still call her Waverly.
She'll always be Waverly.
She's pushing the muffin cart.
She used to push the muffin cart. Number three on the list. Now, this is a double down.
Okay.
And one of my favourite 90s Shortland Street characters is Gina and Leonard Rossi Dodds.
They were a little bit weird, eh?
They were the weird ones. She worked in the cafe. She was like a...
That's right.
She was Greek, I think.
Okay, I don't remember who you're talking
about. And she was Gina Rossi, and he was Leonard Dodds. And then when they got married, they hyphened both of their names. So they both became Gina and Leonard Rossi Dodds. He actually did a lot of research into the medicinal properties of Manuka honey.
Right.
On the show.
How do you know all of this?
So
it's
weird.
All just banging around in there. Number two on the list is Louisa Burgess. She played a character called Rebecca Frost. Now, I'll tell you the story behind her.
I recognise her face.
I broke my ankle in 1992.
Okay.
Spent 10 days in hospital. And that was the year that the Shortland Street magazine first got printed. It was a Shortland Street magazine. And there was an in-depth interview with Louisa in that. Mm-hmm. And it was like 12 questions or whatever.
Yeah.
And I read it over and over and over and over, and I knew a lot about her. And she was like, she was a Shortland Street babe. She was an Ambo.
Yeah.
It's actually why I've chosen to dress like an ambulance officer today.
Right.
As a
okay.
homage.
Right.
As a homage to her character.
You've picked
Rebecca
some really
Frost.
Obscure characters here that none of us remember.
No, there's people that definitely remember these. And the number one legendary Shortland Street character that I would personally love to see romp back in tonight. Lionel Skeggins.
Yeah, he got washed off the rocks, didn't he?
We never got closure.
No.
We never got closure. He was living on that boat that if you drive on the northwestern motorway of Auckland from pretty much Henderson, you'll see it every morning.
Yeah.
Was he declared dead? Is he supposed
to be? No, he's missing. He's MIA.
He's just forever missing.
Mm. He's on the side of milk cartons.
He's asked Waverley if she knows where he is.
Have you seen Lionel Skeggins?
I did. I'm pretty sure it was him, although he was wearing sunglasses and a hat. So
it could have been anybody.
Thanks, Waverley. Just wheelchairing past.
See, she worked here for years, and you still can't go past the fun of jumping in a wheelchair and zooming around like it's fun.
No.
That's today's top six.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
We're broadcasting today live from the reception at Shortland Street. I'm dressed as a plastic surgeon, Megan.
I'm a nurse.
A nurse. Vaughn, an ambulance officer, and you've actually found a real-life ambulance officer.
No, he pretends to be one too.
Oh.
He's not. To be totally honest, he's not any more real than I am.
Right, okay.
When it comes, I think we're called first responders, aren't we?
Yeah, I wish I could have claimed that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tane Williams, who plays Ali on the show.
Yes, hello.
Who's another fake ambulance driver.
Yeah. Now, tonight, it's like a movie-length 90-minute special.
It is. It's going to be huge.
How old are you in real life?
I am 23.
That's so
you,
weird.
Shortland Street is older than you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. There's people now on Shortland Street that are younger than Shortland Street itself.
You don't know a world without Shortland Street.
No, I don't.
It's a scary place. Yeah.
It was a scary place. It was. We didn't know. It got to 7 o'clock at night. We didn't know what to do. Generally, we just turned the TV off. We just went to bed.
Yeah.
The TV Kiwi went... I'm going to go to bed. And then we'd just turn the TV off. Turn all the lights, of course. We didn't have power in those days.
Sometimes you had to go into the bunker if the air raid siren
happened
as
well. Correct. Keep calm, but carry on.
So it's 90 minutes and you'd expect some drama and stuff, but what can you actually tell us? What can you give us for tonight's episode?
In terms of my storyline, it's going to be very unexpected.
Ooh. Are you... in it a lot? Is your character pivotal in the story?
He's pretty pivotal.
Okay.
Yeah, especially towards the second half of it.
Yeah.
If we donked you...
If
we donked you on the head, would you go back into it? Like, you know how TV shows... If you had a head injury, it would just take another head injury to knock you out of it? Do you ever see... Was that like a sitcom thing or a cartoon thing?
Head, forget who you are, dong your head again, right. Remember everything.
Right, so it's not that?
How it works. No, they've actually proven medically that
they're... Oh, right.
Coming from the medical professional.
I deal with my fair share of head concussions.
Look, I'm actually a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
I didn't flunk out of med school.
You're not a neurosurgeon.
Right, and what about some old faces tonight? Because...
Yeah, it's going to be full of old faces. Yeah.
So did you actually watch it when you were younger?
Yeah, for sure.
Did you have a weird moment when you were like filming with some old Shorty Street people?
I didn't actually get to, I mean, of course, Michael Garvin, Chris Warner. That was the hell? But apart from that, I haven't really worked with many of the oldies. Sorry, Michael.
Do you know what kind of oldies?
He's here too. I saw him walk past before. So he definitely heard that.
I love you, Michael Garvin.
He remembers. He's like an elephant. He never forgets.
All right. Well,
he just called him an elephant.
He called him an elephant.
Michael, sorry, man.
Well, it's a 90-minute special tonight. Thanks for dropping by.
No worries, guys.
Looking forward to it tonight.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
ZM's $50,000 Secret Sound, Season 3. Tell me what the secret sound is.
All right, playing this morning, Bex. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Now, do you want us to steal you any medical supplies from Shortland Street? I've got some latex gloves here, some hand sanitizer.
Some sanitizer would be good.
Okay, are you a hand sanitizer? Because I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of having, you know. Because do you keep a little pottle in your purse?
In my bag, yes. In my car.
Do you want any flurazepam?
Okay.
Or adrenaline shots or warfarin, which I think my nanas have both been on.
I don't, medication that
can turn you blue. It makes you sensitive to the sun.
I think they have boxes there, Vaughn. There's no actual medication in there.
What is
really?
No, surely that's Tic Tacs.
Really?
That's got to be Tic Tacs. All right, broadcasting live
that's
today.
That's straight up codeine phosphate.
Broadcasting today from the set of Shortland Street in reception, Bex. But Secret Sound continues, and we're at $35,000. Let's have a listen to the Secret Sound. All right, $35,000. I'd love to give this away while we're on the street. That would just be
yes.
a great moment here at reception. I'll throw this box of gloves on the floor if you win. I'll get excited. Probably jump on reception.
Why are you going to do that? You make a mess.
I'll drink this whole bottle of methadone mixture, DDF.
Get out of the drug cupboard.
It's DTF.
All right. Bex, for $35,000, what is the ZM Secret Sound?
Is it when you go to open this, like a vault, and it clicks?
Now, soundkeeper Gary, you're in studio.
I am, hi.
You're not allowed on set of Shortland Street in those shorts. Is that too general, that answer?
I'm going to take it because we already had the safe, and I feel like a vault is a bigger version of a safe, yeah. so it's a different item.
Is it the lock on the safe, though, or is it physically opening the door of the safe? Bex, what?
But a vault, that's like a bigger
safe,
isn't
like
it?
Yeah, right, okay. Money, like a bank. Like a
big, okay. huge door, not so much a cabinet size, more of a
right
vault size.
Soundkeeper Gary.
Vault. Please.
We did go to a vault to hide some of our clues with Hilary Barry, the other soundkeeper, but we did not get our secret sound from there. Sorry.
Oh. Gary, she okay. said please.
Hey, look, Bex, it's not all lost. So, Vaughn, he'll grab one thing from the Shortland Street medical cupboard for you.
Oh, excellent.
Now, it doesn't have to be drugs. It could be supplies. So you think about that carefully and let us know what you want me to pinch.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Now, we're in wardrobe too. Fletch is yep. a plastic surgeon. Megan is a theatre nurse. And I'm an ambo, first responder.
TV1's Brodie Kane stole my stethoscope.
I saw that.
Oh, she's got to bring that back.
As a retro nurse.
She's a retro nurse, yeah.
We've also had some walk-on parts behind TV1 breakfast this morning. Just saying...
Someone just messaged saying yep. if we were, like, actually working in a hospital, that I am an ambulance driver because mostly what they do is they stand around telling shit yarns until there's something to do, which I found offensive to me and also to ambulance drivers everywhere who do vital first responding work.
They do, yeah.
But here's one of those shit yarns. While we wait for a car crash or something terrible to happen. So yesterday I went and picked up my daughter from school and I checked her out early because she had swimming.
Yep.
And you have to go to the office. It's not like the old days where you just walked in and grabbed a kid. They don't let
and
you do
that anymore.
And
just hope it was yours.
Yeah. Well, it's frowned upon to grab somebody else's.
Yeah.
So I had to go to like the school office and I put in who I am, who I'm taking out, the reason. It prints me out a little
receipt. Reason? She's mine?
It can be. It can just be anything. But I clicked sport because it was swimming.
Right.
And I want it to seem like she's doing, you know, sports.
Extracurriculars. Yeah.
And so I'm in there and I'm playing on this iPad thing, printing out, and there's this little dude in there. Like, I don't know, I'm terrible at guessing the age of kids, even though
Me
I've got
too.
My own. Like, he maybe was like 7 or 8, and
okay.
he was talking to somebody in there about his week. Like,
yep.
what his week entails. So this might be the busiest kid in the country.
Okay.
He had, every day of the week he had something. He had Sundays off. But on Sunday, they went to church.
Okay.
Right. One night, I don't remember the order. One night, he had gymnastics. One night, he had maths tutoring. One night, he had swimming, Chinese language studies. What else? I can't even remember
Who's
what he had.
Who's he telling this to?
Someone was like asking him, you know, what he had
right.
happening. And then they said, oh, do you do that every night? And he's like, oh, no, different nights of the week, different things.
Yeah.
Well, you got to leave them no time for drugs.
That's what I thought, right? That's the idea.
No
you
time.
Keep your kids as busy as you can. Yeah.
Because it's impossible to join a gang when you've got gymnastics at 4 o'clock after
yes,
school.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to get pregnant at advanced Chinese language yeah. studies. Is it though?
Yeah. I, was
I mean, that would have a population right. of over a billion. They obviously know
that,
how to do it.
Is that, have you enrolled your kids in enough things?
But that's what got me thinking. Am I doing them a disservice? They do swimming.
Yeah, but that's it.
Okay.
Are they doing a language?
No.
Does Dora count?
if Dora counts, I'm doing a language.
Okay, you're doing Spanish, but level one.
I'm thinking, because they have got Chinese heritage, my kids.
Right.
Because my wife's dad's Chinese, Chinese Thai. That's, you want to get into that one. That sounded bad, eh?
I just was met with a blank face.
I don't know if I'd said something.
Yeah.
I didn't
know. Well, no, but you look at someone like producer Caitlin. You did a lot of extra. You were always going on about what you did after school.
Yeah, well, I did dancing like 3 times a week and then drama and then swimming and then. And
so
then,
these are things to avoid.
Pardon?
What?
I'm a great human now.
I know. Yeah.
She still does drama.
Yeah.
Every bloody day there's something going on.
All right, that's funny. Thanks, Megan.
But the point is, you don't need
more of improv.
Do...
More of improv drama, though. There's no script to this. There's no plan.
It's very exciting for you guys, though.
It is. It is. There's always something new and exciting happening.
But you don't need to do something every day. That's my point.
But how much did you do? You wouldn't have done much.
I wouldn't have done nothing.
Extracurricular. Oh, a bit of sport, but that was it.
Yeah.
Makes you a good all-rounded human.
I didn't. I remember I did the junk mail run. I did the circulars after school.
Yeah, so that was a bit of pocket money.
Yeah, but most of those was just dumping down the drains.
Yeah, and then smoking drugs, so that's...
No.
Not smoking drugs.
Not smoking drugs.
But no, it just made me think. I didn't do much. We grew up rurally. I didn't even learn to speak until I was 12. But I didn't do this. Kid was flat out, like, I heard his schedule. I was like, screw that. Way too busy. Don't have time for it.
Did he sound sad about it? Was he all
right? No, he was all right. He was fine. I just was blown away that there's kids that busy. Like, I'm not that busy. I've never been that busy.
Yeah.
I do this and then I try not to do anything else.
I know. We're all well
aware. A light bit of fathering, but that's...
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
And we're joined by Shortland Street's tallest cast member, Lucy Lovegrove, who plays Sass. We've got you standing on two apple boxes.
Hi.
This has got Lee Donahue written on it. Now, he was on Shortland Street. Was he short? Is this like Lee's booster box?
I think that was before my time. I've got no idea.
Because apparently at reception sometimes you might need a box.
Yes.
To stand on, because it's quite a tall reception.
It's a really tall reception desk, and so I often get put on boxes for scenes around here.
It's even slightly too tall for me to elbow lean on.
So we will never see you like walking around the desk, because then
But then mysteriously in another scene I'll be like several inches higher because we'll be in a standing scene.
Right. Tom Cruise uses a box though in a lot of scenes because he's short.
Very
and
short.
Really platform shoes.
And
and they'll hire like short co-stars for him.
Yes. So you're not alone.
No.
Wow.
What's
your on-screen run like? Because Tom Cruise is great at the on-screen run.
The on-screen run? Oh.
Have you ever done an on-screen run?
Well, mine's in heels, so it's more of like a little trot.
A trot, yes.
I haven't quite mastered the run yet.
I think that's one thing. If you can master the on-screen run.
Then you're sorted.
Big future.
Are you running in the episode tonight? I feel like there will be a lot of drama around your character.
There might be a little.
Because you've just found out your husband's, like, drugging you.
Yeah.
Potentially trying to kill you.
Kind of mean.
Yeah.
What's he drugging you with?
Valium or diazepam.
So he's just trying to chill you out.
Because that's all Sass needs. All he needs is just like, chill out a bit.
He wants to murder you, but he doesn't want you to worry about it. He's doing
well,
to you.
That's kind of quite nice then, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's quite thoughtful.
It's a thoughtful murder.
It's quite thoughtful.
Very thoughtful murder. He's basically my dad ahead of taking my mum anywhere.
Well, your mum stocks up on the Valium in Thailand, doesn't she?
She did. Yeah, she's out of her Thailand Valium.
Right.
She needs to actually go to the doctor and get legit Valium.
Oh, not you.
No, sorry. Everyone's just laughing.
I just remembered I had a microphone.
You got a microphone and you're on it.
That was misdirected.
On a giant apple box. So it's a long episode tonight, but is it a cliffhanger at the end?
Yes.
It is. And then what? Is it on tomorrow night? Because usually we have our cliffhangers on a Friday night.
Is it on
night.
Tomorrow night?
Selwyn, is
it's
it?
It's not
There's
on
no
tomorrow
Friday,
night.
So we have to really wait.
Okay.
We have to really wait.
There's a blooper thing on tomorrow night, which should be funny. And I'm looking forward to that.
What? Is that over the years or specifically from...
It's over the years.
Amazing.
That will be incredible to watch.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that'll be good.
Because that's a good thing about tonight's 90-minute episode. There are some blasts from the past. Some famous faces.
Yeah, there are some of them.
But you wouldn't really know them, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No, before my time.
Well before your time.
Right,
okay.
But yeah, no, exciting.
But would you have seen them? You would have seen them on TV growing up.
No, because we never got Shortland Street back in Australia.
Right, yeah, that was my roundabout way of asking if
you. That was your roundabout way.
No, you don't really have the accent as much.
It's a little bit.
It's a little bit.
It's faded. My mum just visited and she said, I'm starting to talk like a New Zealander. I was like, whoa.
Is that
an insult?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, bloody step out of the bloody Kiwi. Time you came home for a couple of weeks on the Goldie, love. Got your accent back.
All right. Well, we haven't really got too much info ahead of tonight's episode.
Well, we need tissues.
You will probably need tissues. It's going to be a very big, explosive episode.
So. I've actually been using the tissues here at reception and they're real.
They are real.
They're real tissues.
You. Yeah, so they might be fake
somewhere
ones.
Somewhere there's real hand sanitizer.
Yeah, it's alcohol foam. It's fancy.
I had a bit too much fun with that in a scene one time. Right. That it was very real.
How do you have fun with hand sanitizer?
I just got a bit carried away.
And really?
Ended up with it all up my arms and smelled like alcohol for the rest of the day.
Wonderful. Yep.
You're listening to the Fleetch, Vaughn & Megan podcast, brought to you by the team at MyRepublic.
Yeah, OneRepublic, with hit songs such as Apologise.
It's MyRepublic.
Yeah,
that's OneRepublic.
So I'm not here to promote the 2007 album Dreaming Out Loud.
No.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I'll just stop this now then.
Okay.
Yeah, MyRepublic have no limits, but I sure do. If you're sick of limits, sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code podcast and you'll get a month free on top of what is already a great deal.
Broadcasting live from reception area of Shortland Street ahead of the 25th anniversary special tonight. We're not the only broadcasters here though. TV1's Breakfast are here and they're on our turf. Brody Kane.
Is that right?
Stolen my stethoscope.
You'll find that I'm more qualified than you because I'm a doctor and a plastic surgeon today. So jog
you've
on.
Had an outfit change.
Hey, you're also wearing, what is that, late 90s?
This is the retro. I'm an original gangster.
That's original because you've got the Shortland Street logo that was the S in the box and the cross in the other box.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it true that you have Lionel Skeggins and Waverley's original muffin trolley?
We do. Oh, we've had it on TV. It's an amazing thing.
Oh.
We had muffins on it and everything. And what people don't actually realise, what the crew, I don't think, realise, the Shortland Street crew, is that I'm actually trying to sort of audition. Like, I'm really putting myself out there this morning. Yeah. Like, I've actually done some pretty intense scenes so far.
Yeah.
I've been reading sport as well.
Yeah.
But I've really been...
You've dug deep.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a gig.
Yeah. How's that going for you?
Well, I think I've been nailing it.
Yeah. Has anyone had any positive feedback for you?
Yeah, TK had some. Yeah, he thought I was great. Chris Warner, yeah, he thought I was awesome. So, and then Danielle Cormack just told me that I look like a sexy doctor.
Nailing it.
That's a combination. They can't refuse.
We've been doing a bit of background acting as well while you've been doing your crosses, which has been helpful for our careers.
Yeah, you guys have been amazing as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really good. We could all just
Move out of here. Yeah. Just not leave.
Yeah. And we could take it to 50 years, couldn't we?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just trying to do the maths of how old I'll be in 50 years. I'd be a senior Ambo driver. I'd probably just be driving the ambulance, no heavy lifting.
Yeah. So ahead of the episode tonight,
someone who's an actual actor, we're joined by social media favourite, like crowd favourite, Tione Kahu. Good morning. You play Hawks.
I'm Morena. Yes, I do. Half Hawks.
I've just heard that you're like one of the characters they've never seen like so much growth and so much popularity on social media so quickly. Everyone's like, oh my God, he's such a babe.
Who told you that?
Someone.
It was Selwyn.
He's a good publicist, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Do you see that? Is that quite flattering?
No, not really.
Is it crazy though? You just come on the street and all of a sudden you've got all these followers and messages and.
Oh, yeah, like, you know, when you get the DMs from like 12 year olds, it's great.
Yeah. I love your character development.
Yeah, I told all my little sister, I'm like, all your friends got to back off me.
So you're one of the newest characters on Shortland Street. Is it weird to think that this is a 25 year old thing now?
Yeah, because I'm not even 25. So, like, I think they brought me in last year because, like, someone injured themselves and they needed, like, a doctor. Yeah. And everyone was, like, already blocked out. So they're like, oh, I can't swear. Sorry, I was going to swear. But they're like, oh, we better make someone. And they're like, oh, should we just make, like, a whorey?
Okay.
So,
right, okay.
So, like, yeah, like, and then, yeah, they must have liked me because then.
No, you're back.
You're back.
No, I'm back. Yeah. Still hoary.
But back.
But I'm back.
Right. And but what about working with some of the legends like Chris Warner and stuff? Like, oh, that's for pretty me, cool, eh?
For me, working with, like, people that, like, I've grown up my whole life, like, you know, that he's out, the show's outlived me. So for someone like working with Michael, and especially like for me being able to play a doctor and being like a, the same room as like Ben Mitchell, he was the first sort of like, for me, the first Māori doctor, because I think Te Moeta Morrison was, I think I was still in my daddy's.
Yep.
I think I was still in there while I, you know, he was on the show. But so yeah. For me, it's just cool because it's kind of like, I remember when I first started, I was like kind of like not fangirling because I didn't let them know.
You're playing it cool.
No, I was playing it cool as, but in my head I was like, oh shit. Like I'll do a scene, I was like, do you think they thought that was good?
Oh, that's so cute.
You would though. That's what you would be like though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because they've been on the show for so long, they'd probably look at you and be like, oh.
Did they ever give you good feedback or say anything?
Oh, everyone said I'm like the best hoary doctor that's been on the show. So.
You know? Now, the 90-minute episode tonight, the feature episode, what can, do you have a bit of a play in that, a bit of a role in that? Like, what can you tell us? No one's giving away anything.
Everyone's looking at publicity.
Don't I die?
Yep, you die tonight.
Yeah, I die. Yeah, okay, right. So, what happens is, like, I go to, like, Guatemala.
Yeah.
I go get old Rōpata, he comes back.
Yeah.
Old Dr. Kohu comes back. We like make like a wee gang.
Okay. Yep.
And like, so we all come back with our Shortland Street patches and then, and then we like go to take on Mason Coots, right? But then, he's actually like a Jedi.
Oh, right. Yep. Okay.
But like a bad Jedi. Yeah. So then,
Sith.
Yeah, he's a Sith.
It's kind of, this is going real sideways. I like where Shortland Street's headed. Into that sci-fi genre.
Their budget's just gone real big.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. But for the 25 year, there's going to be a bit of blood. A bit of dust, a bit of...
And we need the tissues. We've heard we need the tissues.
There might be tissues required.
Just for when, just probably when I walk on the
screen. Okay,
My mum tells me that all the time. Every time I get, I'm getting over it now. My mum like texts me after every episode now.
Yeah.
Oh please.
She's just hopefully she's not listening because mum, you need to play off, eh?
Just pull it back a couple of notches, mum.
He's a big boy now. You suck.
Yeah. No, I started off that.
Oh okay.
She didn't watch the show, and she's like, "Mum, you got to watch the show. I'm going to be on the show." She's like. She's like, I'm like, what else are you going to be doing, mum? She's like, I don't know, like, you know, I'll do the gardening. It's 7 o'clock at night, mum. It's bloody winter. Love your bloody son, mate. But she's been enjoying and she's even getting into it. So if my mum's enjoying the show, then, you know, that's
it's a good sign.
I think that's Oscar winning approval.
Yeah, that's all you need, isn't it?
I think the 25 years can be pretty cool. Like, just to be a part of something like that is pretty rewarding. Yeah. And it's an honour for me that they've brought me back at this time. Like, they could have chosen to bring me back later on or not bring me back at all. And so to bring me back for this, it's going to be pretty exciting because it's it's
nice.
It's something that I've never done before. So,
well, fan favorite already, Hawks Tioni. Thank you so much.
ZM's Fledge, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast,
live from Shortland Street. Currently, Facebook Live as well. FVM ZM with our special guest right now,
Ben Vaughn Barrington. Oh.
Vaughn Smith's other Vaughn Smith, Ben Barrington. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning, everybody.
Morning. We were just talking because I thought this happened the other day.
Yeah.
Because around West Auckland, if you see this little sign, it's SHS.
On a stuck-on traffic lights and lampposts and things. With
a little fluoro arrow. Yeah. That means that Shortland Street's filming. If you're like on location, you follow those signs to wherever you're filming.
And bring your weed whackers, bring your car horns, bring your dogs, bring your screaming kids, bring your chainsaws, bring your ride-on lawnmowers, and fire them up. Because that's where we'll be and that's what we love. But you,
and it turns out, bring your highlighter running shirts.
Yeah, so we were there shooting, this is Te Aratu, about a week or so ago. Eh? And then we stopped in the... The lighting guys were like, oh my goodness, with some kind of weird solar flare or something. And looked over like, oh no, it wasn't a solar flare, it was you.
Yeah.
Wearing I don't know. It's, how you could describe it?
It's full fluoro yellow high-vis running shirt.
There's electricity in there.
Yeah, I have to wear a battery pack to charge the brightness that comes off it.
You had to stop filming because Vaughn was running past.
He's taking safety, really to the extreme because it's just the glare from this thing, 100 metres away.
Yeah.
Just flared all the lenses in.
And then I turned around and came back and probably ruined another scene.
Yeah, ruined another shot a little bit later
because
on.
I had sweat in my eyes because I'm a sweater. Because being a ball brother, you know that there's no hair to stop nothing the sweat. Literally pours into your eyes. Yeah. Eyebrows do nothing for diverting it around the eyes. I get a little bit blurry and I knew it was surely, but I didn't know if it was you down there, I was going to run in an opt.
Okay, right, so that's why you need the brightness because they're so motorists and other...
You can see me if I wander onto the road.
Ben, do you ever get anyone else apart from when you come on our show comparing you to Vaughn?
Honest. Jen, in my day-to-day life, walking around Auckland, people hurl abuse out of the car windows, school kids are screaming, asshole, and so I wear that. Obviously, that's when they think it's me.
Yeah.
You suck.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You're not funny.
Yeah. That happens to me too. So I don't need your share of that. You can hold on to your half of that hurled abuse. I get plenty. You have some.
Yeah.
Bring it back down.
Let's talk about tonight's feature length episode. What can you? Because nobody's really telling us much. We know that something goes down.
There's drama.
Can you tell us? What can you tell us?
Somebody very dear to the hearts of New Zealanders may or may not perish in a very
in a
so wait, someone dies tonight. Is that what you're saying?
I always thought that was the deal, right? Someone always dies on these big ones. But it's more who's gonna die.
Or something happens and you're not sure if they're gonna die.
They may or may not die. maybe someone doesn't die.
That is the most politician answer to a question. What happens may or may not happen, but it could happen, or maybe it won't.
You'll just have to wait and see. It's worth watching. It's worth watching. Edge of your seat.
Right. Did you get to work with any old faces?
I don't want to call them old. I mean, seasoned.
There
are some veteran...
Ex-shorties.
Some veteran ex-shorty performers who come back. And I did get to work with some of them. And it was a bit of a thrill, actually, because as a teenage boy, Shortland Street, I had hormones.
We all played with ourselves to Martin Henderson. That's just part of growing up in New Zealand.
And then, never in my wildest dreams did I imagine I'd be sharing a dressing room with none other than Martin Henderson.
Martin Henderson,
for an afternoon.
Yep.
Well, he's on Grey's Anatomy now, isn't he?
I know.
It's exciting.
Very exciting.
All right, we actually got to do our chat with him when he did come back a few months ago, and that interview is coming up after 8 o'clock this morning on the show. Ben Barrington. Thank you so much. Looking forward to tonight.
My pleasure, team.
I'm going to put on my highlighter shirt next time I see one of those Shortland Street signs. I'm going to ruin some more scenes. Thanks, lighting guys.
ZM's Fledge, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
We have some great guests coming up after 8 o'clock. Martin Henderson, Michael Galvin and Claire Chittum, who played Waverly.
There has been all the action on our Snapchat.
Yes, speaking of Snapchat, there's been an update. Now you can do group...
snapping.
Group snapping. So say we all went away, we could all submit to one group story.
And then everyone can watch it.
I don't know. This is the weird thing because if we're there, we know what's happening. Snapchat's all about showing off to other people who aren't there, right?
Yeah, look how much fun we are having.
But then we would have different friends.
I think the idea is that all the friends add to that story.
Yeah, okay. So we're all on the trip, but then who can see it? Only us?
Everybody?
I think
everybody that we're friends with.
But they see the one story of where we're at. So if we went for a girls' weekend.
And we called it girls' weekend.
Yep.
And we all added to it. My friends could see the things you'd submitted to that story.
Yes.
Said that's not going to be any good because they don't care what you're up to. I mean, they don't barely even care what I'm up to.
I don't think anyone really cares what most people are up to on Snapchat. Everyone just shuttles through it, don't they?
The minute you open a story and there's 8 or 10 of those little boxes up the top on Instagram, you're skipping through, or if... you're watching one and the little clock up in the top corner isn't going down by any. You're just kind of like, next.
I think that's how it works.
Right, that's how social media works.
But if you want that, you update your Snapchat.
I was out of action for like 45 minutes this morning because it was an overall iPhone update.
Right.
And it was like, it said it had already been downloaded. So I was like, oh, must be a little one. And I clicked update. I had no phone for most of the
morning. How did you deal with that?
I just kind of got on with life. Right. It was really weird, though. I arrived here because we're broadcasting from Shortland Street and I had no way of getting in touch with anyone, so I just sat outside until someone came and found me. That's what it would have been like back in the old days.
Yeah, probably.
Just sit by a door until someone opens it and asks what you want.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
ZM's $50,000 Secret Sound. Season 3. Tell me what the secret sound is.
All right, I would love to give away this $35,000 while we're broadcasting on the set of Shortland Street.
We can get everyone here to celebrate together. I don't know where they are currently.
Yeah. Do you know who just wheeled past before? Rangi, Blair Strang.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah.
He was in the paramedics outfit.
He went to the dairy, fell in a ditch.
And what, never came back?
Dead.
Oh, he died.
In a ditch?
I don't know.
In a ditch? I don't know.
We'll have to ask him when he comes back. We've got some guests coming up, but first, so Secret Sound and this morning. Emma, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Now, it's not all bad because if you get this wrong, Vaughn goes into the supply cupboard here at Shortland Street and steals you some medicines.
All right. Okay.
Okay. So don't worry if you don't win.
You know what? If I'm feeling super generous, I'm going to send you a defibrillator.
I don't know if they actually work. Emma, okay, let's have a listen to the secret sound. For $35,000, what is it?
Is it when you have your money card and you're going to a vending machine and you just kind of put it in and out quickly?
Oh.
Like you don't have to hold it in, you just insert it in and out.
Can we hear that? Can we hear that again?
It sounds quite clunky though.
It does. It sounds like it would, but that could be the thing coming down on the
card. And pinching it.
Or like, because you know, sometimes they lock the card in there. Soundkeeper Gary.
The infamous vending machine. There is one at the office here.
Yes, there is.
But it's not the secret sound. You're right. It's a bit heavy, isn't it?
Okay. It's not that. Now, Vaughn, what have you got?
I've actually got a Shortland Street a prop towel.
A property of hospital.
A hospital property towel.
Nice.
Congratulations, Emma.
Yay.
It feels like one of those towels that doesn't dry you as much as it just pushes the water somewhere else.
Yeah.
And we can't guarantee Vaughn's actually going to be allowed to leave with that.
Oh, 100% yes. Not. So no, I'm putting it right back now. It's not going anywhere.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
We are here with Martin Henderson, who we all got to know as Stuart Nielsen from Shortland Street. Hello.
Hello.
And now you're back.
I'm back on Shorty Street.
As I assume, Stuart Nielsen and not evil twin brother Barry Nielsen. So you're back as Stuart Nielsen. Is it a hard character to slip back into? Or you're just like,
I'm just
no one
playing myself, really. Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, well, it is. My only memory of Stuart obviously was as a 19-year-old teenager. So it's kind of odd to jump a few scenes 25 years later. And he's now, well, I don't want to give too much away, but he returns as a grown-up, a professional.
Is he a visiting doctor from Grey's Anatomy?
Sort of.
Like on an exchange?
In a way, yeah. But they don't make the reference. But there is a bit of a nod to that,
right.
You'll see.
What's it like walking back in here? Has much changed?
What's odd for me is because when I was on it, we shot in Browns Bay. So it's an entirely different building. Right. So just that in itself feels like it's another universe in a way. And there's a few familiar faces on the crew, which is nice. But most of the faces have changed. So it is like an entirely different show in a way.
Galvin would be the only.
Galvin's still there.
Yeah.
Ange Bloomfield just left, obviously.
Yeah. Is there a little club of people that have done Shortland Street in L.A.? Because there's a few of you.
There's
Carlo Barnes over there.
Carl, actually, he lives here. He comes and goes for work. Yeah, but I think he lives in Westmere and raises his family here and just sort of pops in and out a bit. And there's more of that, sort of people come and go. But yeah, there's definitely people, you know, always coming and going.
How often do you get to come back?
New Zealand every year, yeah. I come back every Christmas at least. And then if I got a job in Australia, then I'll pop home either side of that or... if it's a nephew's birthday or something and I'm not doing anything, then I'll come down. So, yeah, I try to come down at least once a year.
How much of your year is Grey's Anatomy?
It's about 9 months wow. of the year. Yeah, eight or nine. We're now doing this thing where they're shooting two episodes at once for a couple of months, which buys an extra month off a year.
Right.
So this year is the first year we now have 4 months holiday, which is pretty cool.
Can I ask you, how on earth you managed to get on Top
30? Yeah, it's a bit random, isn't it? I did kiss Britney Spears. Why is he doing that? Well, no, it's actually an interesting story. So I did a movie for Warner Brothers called Torque. Yeah. It's an incredible action movie.
The motorbikes one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fast and the Furious on two motorbikes.
Yeah. That's right. T-O-R-Q-U-E. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So the guy who directed that was a guy called Joseph Kahn, who it was his first feature film as a director. Before that, he was one of the big music video directors. And he worked on all of Britney's stuff. Right. So as a cross promotion, Warner Brothers had him do the Toxic video. And we did an MTV behind the scenes making of with me in it promoting the movie.
So how many times did you actually kiss her?
Yeah, a few. You know, we did a few different shots. So,
Are there rules? Like, please don't tongue Britney Spears.
Please don't poke your tongue out or no tongue?
I think the only rule is, you know, make it look real.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the only real. You're getting really
off on
this.
Yeah, really. Like, this happened a long time ago.
You're looking at me when you ask that.
Was there tongue?
I can tell. it was a few
because
years ago.
Because you're asking to remember a kiss from like 13
you
years ago.
Remember?
Oh, yeah,
I suppose I think it might. There might have been a bit of tongue.
Did she speak to you? Like, was she, or was it like?
Come on, man. Should I be doing that to the guys?
It was weird that you were the one that was like hunting that, and we're just like sitting here all meekly, like, oh, don't leave the poor guy alone. Jeez. Then you're like, give us a high five. Oh. God, locker room talk
yeah,
over here. I know.
You're good, man.
It's real locker room banter.
Yeah,
one
real.
For the girls.
got carried away. Back to the subject at hand. You're back after 22 years gone. Who else is back? Who else are we going to see on tonight's episode?
You're going to see.
Are you allowed to say?
No.
Go.
Anyone from your era?
From my era. Yeah. There's four of us, two of which I can talk about.
Oh.
Nick and Waverly.
Oh, man. So they're back. Are they? Oh. Are they still? Oh, no. Yeah. I don't want to know. I want to find out.
They've got kids.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm really excited for tonight's episode. This is going to be very exciting.
It's going to be a trip down memory lane. Yeah. It'll be a bit weird.
It's going to be one of those things of, like, you've aged very well.
Thank you.
Do you think there's going to be that judgment? Okay, high five. do you think it's going to be what, like, it's going to be like, they've aged well. Oh, my God. It does feel like 20-something years. Like, it's right. Even before the interview, we were sitting down looking through some old Shortland Street like textbooks to teach kids in the 1990s in media studies class, and like
things
that,
have changed. Yeah.
That book was 21 years old.
That's an old book.
Yeah,
there's
people listening who are younger than that book.
I guess there's a lot of people that'll be watching tonight that had never even seen the original, but it might be a shock. There's definitely a bit of grey going on.
Yeah.
You look like
you're
shit,
a bit
mate.
Of all right.
Yeah, they only pick the real dud guys to be the heartthrob on Grey's Anatomy these days.
I'm an American TV show.
Oh, Megan, calm down. Get another high five. Yeah.
But anyway, Shortland Street, 25 years ago. So I mean, it's been a while since you guys obviously watched the original.
How would you even watch the originals?
I believe at TVNZ On Demand there are special anniversary episodes.
That was
I think that's true.
That was seamlessly inserted into the interview.
Thank you. That's why they paid me the big bucks. Seamless mention of products. Well, Martin, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Michael Galvin, a.k.a. Chris Warner.
OG.
Day Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it still fun 25 years later playing make-believe?
It's more fun.
More fun.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. I love it.
But you've been around so long, you're an old hand at this, that you're the troublemaker. Like people are, all these young ones are saying you
on set, not on the show. Like whilst filming.
No, I'm a calming influence. I'm the responsible older gentleman. That's what OG stands for. Older gentleman. Yeah, that's me.
Because they told us that you're always in the background. You do your shot, get it good, and then mess with them so they can't get theirs wrapped.
That's a lie.
So how's it changed then? I mean, this isn't where you, when you started working on Shortland Street, it wasn't filmed in West Auckland, was it? It was on the North Shore?
Yeah, it was out in Browns Bay, and it was, everything was makeshift, you know. It was in this converted warehouse. We had to stop filming when it rained because the rain was on the roof, was making too much noise. It was shot on secondhand tape, so they'd have to stop after each take and review it for kind of these things called dropouts, which are, you know.
What had the tape previously been used for?
Oh, who knows? I don't know. That's a good question.
So was it like a rewritable? You can like go over the top of it. Whatever else.
Rewritable. You know, like the old cassettes. Like the old something over cassettes. That's what they used to do. They have secondhand. It was obviously cheaper. So yeah, it's all digital now. Thank goodness.
Wow. So you used to have to use somebody else's secondhand tapes. Yep. Now you've got a custom built studio.
Yep. When it started, now we've got a custom built studio. Yeah. Thank goodness.
You've come here in your little hat. So does that mean you're going into surgery today?
Plastic surgery. This is the plastic surgery outfit. Yes, very smart it is too. I know you're wearing it too. You're rocking.
Thank you.
You need the plastic, like the surgery hat. The
you need
the
scrub cap. Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm not in surgery yet, Megan. I'll switch to that.
Is it someone we know that needs plastic surgery?
No. No, it's not.
Just an extra.
It's a disposable extra.
Who may or may not die.
And if they're on Chris Warner's table, let's be honest, they're probably going to die.
High fertility rate for a cosmetic surgeon.
But considering that he's like, you know, the best to everyone. Oh, he's a great surgeon. He's wonderful. Very high fertility rate.
Yeah.
It's suspicious, isn't
slight
it?
lapse of concentration.
Have you got a death count on the show?
No, but it would be high.
Yeah.
I got very good at saying, the procedure was more complex than we first thought. Yes.
You'd have some great numbers from your times on Shortland. How many times have you been married?
Yeah, good question. It's up for debate. Nobody really knows. Some say 5, some say 6, and some say 4.
They just got your wedding suit safely preserved for every time you get married.
Yeah, it has to be kind of let out of it the older I get, but you know.
That's an amazing joke. She's on her second one. In real life.
We're collecting.
Yeah.
Let's say 5 marriages then. How many kids? 7?
6.
6 kids.
I know that for sure. 6 kids.
6 kids.
They're easier to count than marriages.
They're easier to keep a tally of. How many cliffhangers?
Oh, so many.
That you've been.
Lots involving death. One involving a penis. Yeah, well, the word penis.
That's finally dying down.
And the 25 years, would that have been your most memorable scene, the penis thing that went global?
It was certainly the one that had the most impact internationally. Yes, it's not every day that Alec Baldwin does an impersonation of you.
I know.
Oh, that high is praise. Cool.
Very, very high praise. Well, you reckon you got another 25 years in you?
I hope so, yeah. Well, I've got it in me. It's whether they want to keep me, but I'm here forever, yeah.
You've Alf-stewarded, so. Though.
Pardon?
You've Alf-stewarded. You've established yourself as like the senior character.
I hope so. I love that guy, Ray Mia. He's an awesome guy.
Yeah, he is.
I've met him a couple of times. Yeah, no, that's definitely, I aspire to that.
Be in there forever.
So what's in store for Chris Warner on the 90 Minutes tonight?
Well, he's just, if you've watched it last night, he just got diagnosed with leukemia, which is serious, serious stuff. And basically it gets worse from there. You wouldn't think it could, but it does. So,
but you've got free drugs, though, right? Just behind that wall.
Oh, he's a doctor. He gets drugs whenever he wants. He just writes himself a little prescription and he's away. A
little something for the leukemia, a little something for me.
A little something get in for there. The mood.
See what I can do.
It'll make me feel better. Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting us crash in reception this morning.
It's awesome having you here. It truly is.
And good luck for another 25 years.
Thank you.
ZM's Fledge, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Live today from Shortland Street Reception, and people are looking. This is always awkward when you're doing it in front of people. It's time for
Fact of the Day.
Had a bit of pace on that one.
Get it done.
I've often wondered, today's Fact of the Day, I've often wondered why Shortland Street is called Shortland Street.
Because I, you know, I live near a Shortland Street.
And Central Auckland is Shortland Street. And it became an oft-stolen road sign. Even in Central Auckland, that was a ballsy act.
Even
it's really high.
In New Plymouth,
there's a Shortland Street.
They have to put the sign on like a 3 or 4 metre pole.
Yeah, because
people nick
it.
And people who come to Auckland often want to go to physical Shortland Street.
I've had friends say, oh my God, is this the Shortland Street?
No.
Well, you can tell them yes.
Huh.
Well, we're not there, though.
There's a brick building on Shortland Street. It's an art gallery now.
Is it part of the uni?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Auckland
University.
And it's
got a big transmitter tower on it. Yes. Old school.
Yes.
Okay.
Initially built as a radio studio.
Okay.
So a little bit of history there for us. It was in like the 1930s, it got built as a radio studio. Then when it stopped getting used to that, TVNZ purchased it.
Okay.
TVNZ, the people who broadcast Shortland Street.
Yep.
So when they were coming up with a locally made soap that was going to be set in a hospital, they didn't know what they were going to call it. The working title was The Shortland Street Project because it was going to be filmed in the TV studios that were on Shortland Street.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So then it just became known as The Shortland Street Project and they'd talk about it and there'd be meetings and it would be like, we've got to have a chat about The Shortland Street Project and this is a character for The Shortland Street Project. And then it just got shortened to Shortland Street. People would refer to it as Shortland Street. And then it stuck so well and they thought it rolled off the tongue quite well that they were like, let's just call the show Shortland Street about the hospital on Shortland Street.
Look at the sign right there, Shortland Street Hospital. That's it. That's where it came from.
Wow.
That's where it comes from.
And you confirmed this morning.
I confirmed this with the publicist because I thought if I'm on site and I'm saying this and it's wrong, there's just going to be a row of eyes being like, no. So I confirmed it.
and
it's
why.
Legit.
Wow.
So next time you're in Central Auckland, drive up Shortland Street, up the little hill.
Yeah.
And on the if you're going up the hill, it's on the left-hand side. There's an old, quite a beautiful brick building that's an art gallery now. That
you do love your brick buildings.
Where they were going to film. And you know the bummer about this all? Mm. They could never use the studios. They were too small.
Oh.
Couldn't fit the hospital sets. And that's as we talked to Michael Galvin before, they went to a converted warehouse in Browns Bay.
Yep.
And set it up there.
Wow.
And they did all the exterior shots there too. I remember I was on a sports exchange.
Yeah.
In 1990. And you might have clicked on, I was a big 90s Shortland Street fan.
Yep.
I got billeted to a house just down the road in Browns Bay. No, I was like, what is there to see around here? And they're like, oh, Shortland Street. I was like, take me.
And were you disappointed?
Take me. No, I was like thrilled. It's grubby now. If you go and have a look at it now.
What, Browns Bay?
The whole place. Full of South Africans.
Watch it.
The actual warehouse building where it was filmed.
Right.
Yeah, last time I went and had a look.
Why did you look?
I was in the area. Not really. I travelled to see it.
You're weird.
It was even a little stream outside. Had a little bit of rubbish in it and a shopping trolley. Now, that wouldn't have happened.
Not back in the day.
On Shortland Street.
And, of course, now we're in West Auckland where it's filmed.
Yes, and a custom-built studio.
Yeah.
So today's amazing fact of the day is Shortland Street is actually named after Auckland Central's Shortland Street.
Fact of the day.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Live from Shortland Street, the 25th anniversary special tonight. It's a little bit hectic right now in reception because Brody is reading the sports news on breakfast.
Like just across from
us. Well, we are in a hospital reception. It's hectic. It's always hectic.
It
patients
is
coming and going.
They are,
out-of-date magazines being read.
Yeah.
That's what it's really like.
Now, we're joined by a very special guest this morning.
Do we just have to, like, whisper?
No, we don't have to whisper. We're radio. We talk.
We talk loud.
We talk loud and boisterously.
This is so chaotic.
I know. It's all go. Claire Chittam, hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, everyone.
Morning to you.
Now, thanks for having me.
How long ago did... We're going to ask the same question.
We're all just excited.
How long ago and how long were you on the street as Waverly?
A total of, like, 8 years. So
wow.
I did about a year. My character was only ever supposed to be there for 5 weeks, by the way.
Right.
And she kind of kept going and kept going. And then she was off for a couple of years. And then they asked her back, or they asked me back. And I came back for a few months. And then she ended up back for like 7 years. I know.
So what kept happening?
It was like a massive chunk of my life.
Just reel you in with a couple of weeks and then they're like, just stay. Please
I guess the way it works is as a character, she was only ever supposed to come in to replace Marge on the reception desk, guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
For full circle.
Yeah.
And they just sort of liked what I did and liked how she fitted into the show at the time and kept writing her. And they sort of just say, because they shoot this show so quickly, like they write 6 weeks in advance. of what we start shooting, and then you see it 6 weeks after that. And at that time, back then, it was the, I believe it was like the fastest shot television show in the world. There was one other show that did it the same kind of way in England. And that's just because we have these three cameras rolling all the time and we cut on the fly as we're shooting. So, yeah, it was just sort of fast turnover and all of a sudden I was saying yes, and then you're there for 3 months and then 6 months and then 8 years.
So how long ago did you leave?
12 years ago.
12 years ago. Wow. Yeah. Do you still get head up on the street? Are people like, Wendy?
Yeah, people definitely do still recognise me or recognise her. But it's lovely. It's really, and you know, people are really lovely with it. Like, the evil characters have been spat at and stuff.
They really can grow beards and stuff to escape.
Yeah, they do. They wear a lot of different clothing.
Yeah.
And I'm just, the people are kind of lovely and...
Because I just think of
But it
like,
does still happen. And I get the mix. I actually... get pretty 50-50 with Aurora and Waverley, to be honest.
Oh, right. Of course, outrageous fortune.
That's got to be confusing for Westies. They're not the smartest people. I'm allowed to say that. I'm now officially one of them. But
That was confusing, though, because Waverley's like was very sweet and wholesome, pretty much. And then along comes Aurora. I was like, no, what? Waverley's a new lingerie.
Strip down into my underwear and wear some leather and lace and see what you think about that.
Now, now, in front of us, we have the original muffin trolley.
People can you, love that goddamn trolley, don't they?
Can you confirm that is the original?
I can confirm. Well, no, actually. The original was pushed around by Lionel Skiggins.
Yeah.
And he threw it off a bridge in an episode. And it smashed to pieces. And then somewhere along the line, and I can't remember the story that happened, this got built. And that's why it looks like a early 2000s rocket ship. Someone went, oh, that's, we'll put some Star Trek legs on it and a rocket pointy front on it and we'll call that.
You'd push us around the hospital and all your muffins would be in these little muffin
I hated it, to be honest. It was really boring. It's like sort of like, it's like, it is, it's like pushing, I don't know, it's like pushing a,
and it was the days before, before tongs, eh? You just go, be your hands. You just wipe them on your pants. What do you want? Blueberry? Hold on, I'll just wipe a bit of icing
on my
snot
pants.
Off my hands and I'll pass
Did
it
anyone
over.
Make jokes when you went to a cafe and ordered a muffin?
No, there's probably a few. I actually got to the point where I would try to not give people the muffins. I'd be like, would you like to take a muesli bar?
Yeah, maybe some fruit. Muffins aren't good. I don't know how I'm peddling these sugar-filled little treats.
But
they
were the bane. Like, I would slowly, because we'd have about, most of the trolley would be covered in fake food, and then you'd have the odd real one if somebody had to eat it. But I would just sit there slowly pick it. There is a lot of muffins with just small holes left in them that I would slowly pick away while
waiting.
Now, are we going to see you tonight on this episode?
You are. So I can confirm that Nick and Waverley do appear.
Nick and Waverley.
They may or may not appear together.
Oh. Right.
They may or may not appear with a couple of the other people making a special comeback. It's really cool. I think what they've done with tonight is so cool because they've sort of written it. Like, if you are a fan of the show today, then you'll get a lot of satisfaction, obviously, from the storylines that are sort of going on currently. But if you haven't watched the show for 10 years and you're just in this for the nostalgia, and which, you know, I hope lots of people would then tune in to watch it because they've written it a little bit like a standalone thing.
Yeah.
It's got its own opening, it's got its own storylines, and
oh
it's got its own
God, that's
sort
so
of
cool.
end. So I really hope that people tune in just to get that little hit of nostalgia, even, you know. Because it is, it covers, I can't imagine, it just covers 25 years. It's crazy.
We haven't heard from Nick and Waverley for a while, though. So are we going to get like a little quick 20-second fill-in of what you guys have been up to, or is that a bit more?
No, I think you'll get the vague picture of you'll what's get the been going right. on for okay. them. Yeah, you get a little. I hope you laugh, and I hope you get a little kick of nostalgia.
I'm very excited about that. Very excited about that. All right, hey, thank you so much for dropping by.
You're welcome.
Looking
Thanks
forward
for having
to-
me.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Julia, for her story. Julia, what's your story for last calls?
Hiya. So my son would have been about a week old and it was bath time at home for the first time. And I was waiting in the bath for my partner to bring him to me.
Yep.
And I look up to go grab him and there's a lovely brown stream running down his body and leg. Oh! And then on top of that, once bath time was done, we went into the lounge and Daddy was playing with Bubba.
Yep.
And out of nowhere,
He vomited and Daddy's mouth was open.
That's, you're not a father until your kid's vomited in your mouth. That's a fact. You've always got them in, and it will come like moments after your wife says, don't do that, they just had a feed. Or careful, yep. You might upset their stomach. And you're like, they're all right. And then they go, and then you've got your mouth open. You're like, oh. Yeah. And then
and Megan's mouth was open that entire story. I think you put her off having kids.
I always hear the terrible stories. Someone tell me good ones.
Oh, like pride and cuteness and...
Yeah, but they vomit in your mouth.
Oh, you've got to put in a bit of work.
All right, thanks, Julia. Let's go to Jared. Jared, what's your story for last calls?
Hey, a while back I was diagnosed with some really funny lymphonodic thing. I had lumps under my arm.
Oh, got, Jesus. You're in the right place, Jared, because we're in Shortland Street, and Fletch is a surgeon. He can help you.
I am. Vaughan's got.
I can get you to him.
The medical supplies.
I'll look after you. I'm the nurse.
As well. All right, so what happened?
I don't like nurses.
Okay.
I ended up going into the hospital and they put me through to this ward and I'm in there. I'm thinking, I'm the youngest person here. And then the nurse comes up and says, right, time for your enema. I said, you what? I've got a lump under my arm and you're going to shove that where? She explained that this enema thing goes up your bum and they squirt a whole heap of fluid in there.
Yeah.
It clears you out real good. She said, hold it for 15 minutes. I think I lasted about 6. You can't last.
That's great. That's actually great. Sphincter control to even last 6 for an amateur.
Some real classy stories this morning. But hey, we understand because what did you?
Well, like, if I was going to fake some symptoms to get that, what would I have to say? Just jokes. I mean, you can just go and get a colonic irrigation these days, and they don't even ask you any questions.
That's true. All right, let's go to the tribal council now for our favourite story and. It's a congratulations to Julia. Julia, well done.
Yeah.
That was the Fletch, Vaughan and Megan podcast. For more, catch them every morning from 6 and check them out on Facebook. ZM's Fletch, Vaughan and Megan. ZM.